It began as an incident on the 11th of May, 2020 at Toronto General Hospital. A patient, 43-year-old Stephanie Wariner, went into an area of the hospital, a public area of the hospital, looking for something to eat. A guard challenged her because she was either not wearing a mask or not wearing it to his satisfaction. And somehow this all escalated into a physical confrontation. And Stephanie ends up on the floor of the hospital. I'll let her sister pick up the rest of the story, awful as it is, but we are joined by Denise Wariner, and good morning. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you.
Important to say, none of this has been proven in court, and my account is based on the statement of claim from the lawyers working for your family, but what happened to Stephanie? How did we go from what should have been, hey, you need to wear a mask, to her lying lifeless on the floor of a hospital?
That's a really good question. And I think that, you're seeing the obvious consequences of an excessive use of force. I think that, you know, what precipitated that was insufficient training, some, you know, COVID hysteria, and, really just, a lack of emotional regulation. I think that, what had happened is my sister had been admitted. She, after a long stay in the ER, she was hungry. She was masked, walked downstairs to get some food, and started to experience severe respiratory distress symptoms. She sat down. She brought her mask to her chin so that she could remove the obstruction so that she could try to catch her breath. And she was observed within 3 minutes of that observation. She was, as you saw in the video, despicably manhandled by, three large security guards and crushed against a wall and then held down to her death. I just think that, she really didn't pose a threat.
There's also allegations in the statement of claim about one guard allegedly moving the camera so it wouldn't capture what was going on, and then Stephanie being removed in a wheelchair so the people wouldn't see also on the closed circuit television. I can only imagine how awful it has to be for you and other members of the family to watch this. Once would be more than anybody could bear.
It eats at your mind and your soul, whether you're watching the video or not. Certainly it amplifies when you're literally chasing the scream in your body, and then to add to that, to magnify that, the, criminal justice system was, such a failure, and did not hold these, people to account. And really ultimately also for our community, in that, Justice Sean Dunphy, made an arbitrary, single-handed decision that took away the voice of the people. So it's just stacked failures.
Now, did you initially try to pursue this as a criminal matter? Did you bring the police in to look at it?
I did demand that there be some investigation. And I think that, the ICU folks agreed with me. And so they called TPS, and that's what got the ball rolling. And, the coroner was brought in very quickly. And, then that whole process, took its own path. So, at that point, then the Toronto Police investigated and found there was enough evidence and laid charges.
How did you come up with the $16 million figure? Is that something that the lawyer just kind of calculated? Is that sort of an accounting for the fact that Stephanie was a mom to five?
I'm being represented by the Falconers law firm, and they are brilliant, and I'm leaving all of that to them. So they'd probably be best to answer those questions. I don't know how they come up with those figures, but...
And listen,
I don't think there's any number that could really account for a person's life, if I'm honest.
Yeah. And we've been talking about Stephanie kind of in the abstract here. I'm wondering if you can tell us a bit about her before I let you go.
Thank you for asking. Stephanie was my younger sister, my only sister. She was a really bright light. She was a beautiful person, a big laugh. She was a person who loved nature. She absolutely loved butterflies. She was very sweet. She was artistic, poetic. You know, she really deserved to be, well, we all do, but she really deserved to be, you know, treated like a human. And I thank you very much for caring about this.
Thank you for telling her story.
Thank you, sir.